is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Waste your bet, Jack Wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another rollicking edition of the Fade 5 Podcast on this Freaky Fast Friday. Let's go ahead and get to it immediately. We got tickets in hand, and we're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, throwing up our favorite bets at plus 100 odds or greater. Good sir, you're batting leadoff.
I will take that, my good friend, and I will bat leadoff, and I'll go to a Southsider. How about that? Let's talk about Andrew Benintendi.
Really?
They have at least two total bags today as they take on the Northern Colorado Athletics, Northern California, Southern Oregon. I don't know where this team plays anymore, and I don't think they do either. But that said, I'm going to go with Benintendi. Here's why. In the matchup for this evening, he will have the opportunity to take on Luis Severino, who he has a 371 lifetime average against, and of the 13 hits that he has against Luis, seven of those 13, yes, north of 500 on the average, seven of those 13 have gone for extra bases. So I'm going to say that he gets a couple of pops there, maybe gets it done with a double, maybe sends one over the wall. I don't know. My guess is that he will manage to get me the total bases. Why? Because I bet on this SOB yesterday and he didn't do it. So that's why I'm going back to the well for today. Give me Benintendi, two total bags. Best odds out there that I found, plus 135 over at DraftKings.
Somebody served me up a couple of pops. Thank you for that reminder, Lundy. It is a Friday after all, and happy hour really should start at noon.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and look away to the future. And tie our money up for months on end. But I saw this prop and immediately grabbed my attention. The NFL draft round one went down last night just outside of Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And for all the spotted cow, I think Ashton Jensen's going to score at least 10 rushing touchdowns this year. Unbelievably, that's available at 3-1 plus 300 right now at DraftKings. So I think it's worth a long-term investment. The guy's a generational running back. I don't give a damn if he played at Boise State, Lake Superior State, Screw Me State. It doesn't matter. Ashton Jensen is a baller shot caller. He's got supreme skills. A guy last season at the FBS level, numero uno in total yak, numero uno in yak per attempt, an absurd 5.25 mark in that category, a number one in missed tackles forced. And in fact, as well, he was number one in breakaway runs. So he had 36 runs of 15 or more yards. Guy's got Jets wheels for days. He's pint-sized, built like Maurice Jones-Drew, little throwback name there. So we can take a lick and a keep on ticking. And Lundy, over 75% of his yards last season for the Broncos came after initial contact. That is just otherworldly. It's godlike. He goes to Las Vegas. Pete Carroll loves to run. Probably going to lean on him, I would say, at a minimum 270 times on the ground. He could exceed easily 300 total touches because he may catch 45 to 55 balls. But we need these opportunities come on the ground. I know Vegas has got some question marks around the offensive line. They were outside the top 20 in run blocking efficiency last year, but still plenty of time for them to address that area of need. Hopefully get guys to gel. And what should be a run first, run often system under Carroll with Geno Smith at the helm. I say Ashton Jensen is a juggernaut, baby. His inaugural campaign, 10 or more rushing touchdowns, plus 300 at DraftKings. Lundy.
So before we get to the five.
Yeah.
I just want to. So I saw this too. I saw this this morning.
Yeah.
I was like, well, this is sexy.
It is.
But can I tell everybody the real wrinkle? If you want to have some fun, if you think he can hit 12 rushing touchdowns, it is plus 650.
Wow.
Two more touchdowns off of this total takes him to double 650, y'all. Wow.
You know what that is? That is called a step ladder opportunity, and yes, that juice is awfully sexy. With those bets on the board, Lundy, it's only appropriate we get more juicier bets. I'm probably not going to be at plus 300 or plus 650, but we'll get after it regardless on another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go to the NBA playoffs. Let's go to the series between the Lake Show and the Minnesota Timberwolves. And a guy that's going to howl at the moon yet again, I believe, is Julius Randle. I'm going to go to the alt market and say he scores at least 20 or more points against LAL at plus 115. So little baby cities by the juice available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Guy, he's gone over in one game and under in the other game. So far in these two clashes in the series, he had 16 in game one, but 27 in game numero dos. See, look what he did in the regular season, a pair of matchups. He had 16 in one and 21 in the other. So he's been over this 50% of the time this season against the Lake Show. In the postseason, he's averaging 14 shot attempts per game. So the volume is certainly there. He is nailing 53.6% of those attempts. And most importantly, he's drilling over 60% from way downtown. He's not taking just like a couple of threes per game. He's averaging close to five chucks from outside per contest. The Lakers are the sixth worst adjusted defensive efficiency mark in the NBA postseason so far, giving up 1.140 points per possession. So I think there's a lot of value here on Julius Randle rocketed, baby, in the box score for 20 or more points against the Lakers, plus 115 at DraftKings. Remember, we're single on the countdown. Lundy, better follow.
Well, I will say this. Any of the people that were surprised by what happened in game one between the T-Wolves and the Lakers haven't been paying attention. The T-Wolves are known for this, man. They come in and they wreak havoc on the playoffs. They obviously did it to my Denver Nuggets last year, and they're causing the Lakers a headache here. And I think Randall's going to do it. I like this prop. I like the idea of the plus 115. Not a huge payday, but at the same time, I think he gets the points done. I've got some coming up in bonus time as well in these playoffs tonight, because there's a couple of guys I think you got to keep your eye on.
I am praying that Randle doesn't kick yours truly in the jewels.
Number four.
Numero Quacho here on the Fade Five Countdown. Let's be the judge, the jury, and the executioner. I believe that's exactly what he's going to do at the dish. We're slamming the gavel on Aaron Judge to record an RBI against the Toronto Blue Jays. Even Steven, plus 100 odds there, available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Oh, it's all about the history against Jose Berrios, who's going to be taking the ball for the Blue Jays. Aaron Judge, a very sizable sample against him lifetime. Seen him 32 times, has 11 hits. And of those 11 hits, six have gone for extra bases. Of those six extra base knocks, four have eclipsed the fence, have gone for a round tripper. He's got nine RBIs in those 32 at-bats lifetime against Berrios with a 1,202 OPS. I look at Judge. He's recording RBI in four of his last eight games. Here in the month of April, he's batting robust, really kind of a ridiculous 398 with a 1,085 OPS. And cherry on top of the sundae, Jose Berrios has a 5.02 ERA, teetering on a 40% hard hit rate, and in his career against the New York Yankees, a 5.22 ERA. So he has gotten blasted, he has gotten bludgeoned, he has gotten tattooed often by, you guessed it, Aaron Judge. A lot of pitchers have. So all I need tonight, maybe Rice sets the table, somebody else out in front of him gets on base, Judge knocks him in, we collect that RBI, and we collect our winnings at plus 100 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Numero Cuatro on the countdown. Lundy, better follow.
I like this one, as tempting as it is, and I still might bet on him to actually do a round tripper. I might bet on him to send one over the wall as well against Berrios, but I think this is a really smart play on the RBI. This is one of those nights, if folks remember from the Fade 5 last summer, I used to talk about the bets that I would do where I was all in on a particular batter for a matchup. And what I meant by that was I would bet on them for total bases. I would bet on them for HRR. I would just jump in on one guy, and that is Judge. Again, 5 round trippers against Berrios in his career. You know, a slugging percentage just shy of 900. So he's got his number, and I think this is a smart way to be able to do it. I think this is going to be a big series for Judge. I think he's going to put some serious crooked numbers into the box scores as they take on Toronto.
Keep bashing Berrios, Aaron Judge.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's get another bet on the board in a game a lot of you may not have been thinking about. Luddy already threw a wager out there in A's and Southsiders, and I'm going to throw one out there as well on the Displaced franchise. We don't know where they're playing this game. Could be up in the Yukon territory, quite frankly. It's lovely this time of year right here, but I am going to go with the Athletics on the run line. I'll lay the 1.5. That means they got to win by 2 or more runs, taking on the Chicago White Sox. -115 juice. Not the greatest juice, but entirely viable, in my opinion. I already mentioned the pitching matchup. Luis Severino against Sean Burke. Severino's been decent this season. 3.31 ERA. Burke, on the other hand, no bueno. He's got a 6.13 ERA, and it could get worse, folks, because his expected ERA is sitting at 8.86, along with a 42.7% hard hit rate, and he's given up an absurd 2.49 home runs per 9 innings. That's just downright humiliating. You look at the A's over the last couple of weeks, so number 4 in WRC+. Middle of the pack, though, one total run score. The White Sox near the bottom in that category, 27 in WRC+, number 24 in total run score. The A's have covered 3 consecutive games against the White Sox on the run line. And look at the White Sox overall in their last 10, 3-7 against the run line. So given how disastrous Sean Burke has been, Severino, at least a respectable innings eater, and the A's are a very underrated and underappreciated offensive club. They're in the band box at home. They're going to bump a bunch of crooked numbers. I say the Athletics. I'm going to do it for the elephant, baby. They're going to cover the 1.5 on the run line against the Chicago White Sox at a -115 at BetMGM. You're already on Benintendi, but better follow.
I think they could take care of it on the run line. I just like how much you're enjoying saying White Sox.
Looks
like you're bad. you're having way too much fun with renaming this team. Yes, they are bad, but remember, they're not the Rockies.
That's true. And I mean, think the Rockies could reset the White Sox a record book that was set last year with 121 losses.
It's coming, guys. It's coming. And it's going to be glorious. It is going to be like watching a wreck in NASCAR. You're not going to be able to take your eyes off of how completely shitty this Colorado baseball team is. But that said, the White Sox are not far behind them. I don't think this is that bad of a play. I personally would rather just take the A's on the money line, pair it up with something else personally, then risk it on the run line, risk something crazy happening in the 8th or the 9th inning by the time we get to the bullpens. But I like where your head's at with the run line here.
All right. Hopefully my head is in the right place on several of the other wagers available right now at thegamingjuice.com. Go there, fools. It's absolutely free. I cranked out a bunch of NFL draft content, instant and rapid reactions on Ashton Jeanty to Las Vegas, Cam Ward, the number one overall pick going to the Tennessee Titans, Omarion Hampton, surprisingly not going to the Denver Broncos, but landing with a rival in that division, and the LA Chargers. Get all those fantasy spends, all of our free picks, including Lundy's always free and transparent spreadsheet. Mine lives there as well. We'll have additional content rolling out in the NFL and some other sports as the summer months arrive, that the mercury officially rises up. So get it all. It's absolutely free. Yeah, I don't charge a dime. Go to thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. .. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go back to the NBA playoffs, and let's go with the series between the Pacers also known as the Sirs, which I just found out that is a nickname they have. I had no freaking idea. I got my producer on BetMGM tonight. He lives in Indy, or he once lived in Indy. He grew up there. Diehard Pacers fan. He goes, hey, Brad, you ever hear him called the Sirs? I'm like, dude, I live an hour and a half away from Indy in East Central Illinois. Never heard that before. Never crossed the border. And I'm like, I think you're making it up. And then he was sending me like a team social media post with the C-E-R-S. It's not even S-I-R-S. It's C-E-R. They can't spell in Indiana. It's all silly. But anyway, I do love this guy on the Sirs, and that being Tyrese Haliburton, one of the best distributors in all the NBA. Give me the over on 10.5 assists in the matchup against Milwaukee. And I think he's going to, you know, turn those Bucks into some tasty venison at a -105 available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. He has done this in back-to-back games in the series. He went 12 dimes in game one. Oh, what a quinky dink. 12 dimes again in game two of the regular season. He had a 15-assist game against Milwaukee and went 7-9 in the other ones. But I don't think it's going to be at the 7-9 variety. He's going to be teetering right on this line. Probably the bitter end. Hopefully we'll get a dime dished with the time expiring and we cash in. So if you like to pool up in the wrong places, this could be the bet for you. You look at Milwaukee, they've allowed the most assists per game to the opposition this NBA postseason at 29 dimes per contest. They were inside the top 10 and most assists allowed over the last 15 games of the regular season. Indiana's all about pace. One of the fastest teams in the NBA in the regular season. They're number 3 in pace of play in the postseason. What does that mean? More possessions, which means more opportunities. And they throw in the fact, too, the Bucks had the second worst points per possession allowed in the playoffs, a 1.218. Says Tyrese Haliburton is going to be dropping at least 11 dimes. So give me the over. Haliburton, 10.5 assists at a lighter juice, -105 there at DraftKings. Numero dos on the countdown. Lundy, please tell me you didn't know about the Sirs. Fade or follow?
The Sirs? No. No.
With a C! Like, it's weird!
Yeah, Brad, we got a whole generation that just wants to abbreviate things. You know, for socials, to come up with their own merch. I mean, they're making shit up, okay? I think your producer's full of crap. I'm just being honest. I think it's a joke. I got a hard time with this one because I think he's going to come really damn close. I don't want you to wind up getting Captain Hooked, and I also hate agreeing with you on all five. So tell you what, I'm going to fade. I'm going to say he finishes at 9, maybe 10. And Captain Hook shows up this evening for the Sirs.
Yeah, say yes, Sirs, I guess.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go back to Diamond. Absolutely love this same game parlay. We're going to keep it simple, and we're trying to achieve plus money, and I did exactly that. So, leg numero uno. Give me Francisco Lindor to get a hit in his matchup against the Nationals. And leg numero dos. Let's go with Kodai Senga on the under 5.5 strikeouts. That checks out to +108 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Why do I like Lindor? Well, he's seeing Jake Irvin, a guy that he has owned in his MLB career. He has logged 10 at-bats against him, and he has slapped 5 hits. I'm no math major, but that's a .500 career batting average against Irvin with a decent overall sample size. Lindor has been one of the most consistent bats in the early year in Major League Baseball. He's got a hit in 19 of 21 games, folks. Here in the month of April, he's batting .349 with a .972 OPS. And being the top of that order, he's probably going to see a minimum of 4 bats, maybe 5, maybe as many as 6. Who the heck knows? Irvin's been respectable this year with a service ERA at 3.68, but a 5.02 expected ERA suggests he's been a little bit fortunate, and he's given up a 46.3. That's pretty high. Hard hit race to put all together. Lindor, she'd be able to get a base knock. Any variety will do, please, and thank you. Meanwhile, with Senga under 5.5 strikeouts, I honestly thought this number was going to open at like 4.5, maybe as low as 3.5, because you look at the Nats over the last 2 weeks, They have the lowest K rate of any team in the Bigs. They're only striking out 15.1% of their plate appearances. That's crazy low, making a lot of contact, drawing some walks. And I look at Senga, he's not blowing people away. 7.94 K per nine this season, only a 25.7 call plus swinging strike rate. In his first four starts, he went 4 Ks, 4 Ks, 4 Ks. Hey, king of consistency. And then the blip, 8 Ks. I think it could be 4 Ks yet again. Even if he gets 5, we still cash in. So love this matchup. Love playing the under. So to recap, numero uno on the Friday edition of the Feed 5 and Mets and Nationals. SGP, Francisco Lindor to get a hit. And Kodai Senga to go under 5.5 strikeouts. That shakes out to a plus 108 juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Lundy, my top play of the countdown today, fade or follow?
Loving the same game parlay here. I think he stays under on the Ks. You already pointed out why. And just the way that the Mets have been swinging the bat, I think you can count on Lindor for a hit. And I like the fact we don't have to worry about exactly what the hit is. It can be a double, it can be a single. You can send one over the wall, as he's done a couple of times. But it really doesn't matter. I think this is a smart play. Get yourself just a little bit of juice. Just a little bit. I think this has got a better chance of cashing than wherever the hell Shedeur Sanders is going to land today.
Oh, well, I think it's going to be Cleveland with the first pick in round two, but I don't know, Jim. I don't know. All right, let's get some more squeezes and hopefully capture some more juice. And bonus time, whether it's in Major League Baseball, maybe the NFL draft. I saw a couple of props out there like Cam Scatabo. Can we please send him to Chicago? They're going to need a running back to be that Thunder option to DeAndre Swift, who's more finesse. I'll get off my soapbox now. I'm just throwing it out there. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nod, nod, Ryan Poles. Could be the NHL, could be back in the NBA. Whatever pick is your poison. Lundy, just give me something.
Let's roll here. Let me talk about the Paolo Banchero, one of my favorite names, by the way, in the National Basketball Association. Through the first two games, Brad, do you know what he's averaging on his PRA?
I'm going to say wild guess. I have no idea. 51.5.
49.5 is what he is averaging through the first two games of this series against Boston. As good as Boston's defense is, they haven't really been able to slow him down so far. And so Banchero has been getting his PRA over under for tonight is 42.5. So yes, sir. Boom. Give me the
Archers?
Over. Yes, give me the over on Paolo Banchero at 42.5 for his PRA. The other guy that has been showing his value in this series, we will go over to the C's, and that is Derek White, who has just looked, continues to look spectacular. I think he's completely underrated, Colorado kid, and so he's easy for me to be able to root for, and a lot of people here, as much as we can't stand the Celtics, we do really appreciate what Derek White has done and what he's done over the course of his college career on into the NBA. I like his points plus rebounds tonight, so not a full PRA, just a per. With the points and the rebounds, which I believe is sitting at 21.5. I will play, or 22.5. I will play the over on that one as well, as he continues to show his value in that series and his value for the Celtics. As bad as he has been so far this season at the plate, I'm talking about Marcus Semien of the Texas Rangers, because he has been awful. His batting average is like .140,
yeah,
or something like that. But I will say this, he has a hell of a history against Justin Verlander. That is who is going to be on the bump for the San Francisco Giants this evening. So as much as he has been struggling to put bat on ball, he's shown some flashes over the course of maybe the last 10 days or so. But again, he has a very deep history against Justin Verlander. He's faced him 49 times. He's got 14 hits of those 49 at-bats. But 10 of those 14 are for singles. Mm. So Marcus Semien for a single, even money, plus 100 over at DraftKings. He's minus 210 for a hit. But if we go specific to a single, and again, he's been struggling – Let's just get bat on ball, find a little gap out there in the Bay Area, let it find some grass, and we get Semien on base with a single. I like that one a lot. And I'm going to have, I haven't had a chance to dive in yet this morning, but I'll have some picks for you on the ice this evening. Three games on the ice as we go north of the border for the Caps to be able to take on Montreal. We also go north of the border after the Kings took care of business at home. They will now travel to take on Edmonton. The Kings were very good at home, folks. Take Edmonton on the money line. Not only are their backs against the wall and needing to get a victory in this series, but like I said, as good as the Kings have been at home, they were not the same on the road this season. So whatever it is, take Edmonton on the money line. It's probably right around minus 140 this evening. I think Edmonton gets the job done there. But I'll pop up some player props for you as well, some points, some shots on goal, SOGs, as Brad loves. He may not believe in the SIRS, folks, but in the SOGs that I post up there on the old spreadsheets. You can find that one. And again, the link is right there on X. Make sure you go track it down. Some good baseball, by the way, but not Colorado. That's not good baseball.
Neither is Chicago White Sox baseball. I mean, there's some bad teams in the MLB right now. The Rockies and the White Sox are
exactly. As always, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, Team Huevos parlay play of the daytime. Let's work at a little same game parlay on a late night tip out in the City of Angels with the Pittsburgh Pirates coming to town. Give me Pittsburgh and LAD on the under on the all total 9.5. Give me Yoshi Yamamoto who's taking the ball for the Dodgers. 5 or more strikeouts and give me Skeens. Paul Skeens to get at least 6 Ks. He is on the mound for the Pittsburgh Pirates. That shakes out to, I will reserve the juice. Let me give you the reasoning as to why the under on 9.5 of the standard under. I had a couple of shops that sold at 7. I think both teams are going to be struggling to score in this game. Pittsburgh has hit the under on the standard line in 6 of the last 10. And so are the Dodgers. They've been under in 6 of their last 10. Dodgers not exactly killing it right now offensively. Last couple of weeks, just number 20 in WRC+. And how convenient. The Pirates one spot behind him over the same span at number 21, also in WRC+. I think the under on 9.5 runs cashes in. Meanwhile, with Yoshi Yamamoto, he has punched out at least 5 batters in 4 or 5 games this season. Outstanding. 11.79 K per 9 on the year. 31.3% call plus swinging strike rate. They think above 30% is damn good. And they look at the Pirates over the last 14 days. They are number 14 with the highest K rate in Major League Baseball, punching out on 22.1% of their plate appearances. I think Yoshi Yamamoto strikes out at least 5. And then Skeens to strike out at least 6. He had a pair of 8 strikeout games against the Dodgers in 2 turns last year, and I think it's going to be more of the same. He has done this in 4 or 5 games. The K per 9 is way down compared to last year. It's at 8.62 right now with 11.50 the mark a season ago. But, you know, the velocity is there. I know the call plus swing and strike rate is way down as well. It's only at 26.4, but he's too damn good. He'll eventually find himself. And maybe in the bright lights near Hollywood, he will be a shining star. Look at the Dodgers the last couple of weeks. Yeah, only number 21 in K rate. But I'm going to go with the alt line here of Skeens to strike out 6. So to recap, same game parlay. Pirates, Dodgers, under 9.5 of the all total. Yamamoto, 5 or more strikeouts. Skeens, 6 or more strikeouts. Checks out to a cool plus 116 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere in bonus time. Lundy, let's stay in Major League Baseball. Let's stay out west in the Rangers and Giants game. You already got a wager in that one. I'm going to throw one out there. Same game parlay style. Giving Nathan Eovaldi under 2.5 earned runs. And let's work in some negative correlation here. The Giants plus 3.5 on the run line. They're trotting out Justin Verlander. Hopefully, old man River won't look as wrinkly and gray as he has looked here of late, and it will be a competitive game. So, again, Eovaldi under 2.5 earned runs. San Francisco plus 3.5 on the run line, and that shakes out the plus 114. By the way, Eovaldi, he has not given up 3 or more earned runs in 4 or 5 starts this season, 2.41 road ERA, an 18 and 2/3 innings pitch. And this is just a crazy off-the-chart stat, Lundy. He's got a 15-5-0 strikeout-to-walk split. I don't think I've ever seen that number this high this late in the Major League Baseball season. And he's had a number of starts, folks. So craziness how good he has been with his accuracy and punching guys out. So I like that one. And then two more for you in the NBA. Chet Holmgren tomorrow, I would say he drains at least 3 or more threes against the Grizzlies at plus 200. Folks, he has done this in every game in the series so far. And he is drilling 50% of his outside shots. And the Grizz have really had a very difficult time defending the perimeter the entire year. So that's just in the playoffs. About the entire season, they're giving up 15 made threes in this NBA postseason on a per game basis. A lot of that because Chet Holmgren and that long drink and just shoot over the top of everybody, and he is drilling them at a prolific clip. And then Nikola Jokic, triple double, duh. I take it every single time. It's not plus money anymore because the books have wised up, but even at minus 105. There at BetMGM. I think it's worth the investment against the Clippers. He's done this in back-to-back games, done it 3 times in totality against the Clip this season, I think in like 6 total games. I think he does it again. He's just unstoppable. He's superhuman. The rest of the team, they may suck again. We'll see. But I think Nikola Jokic will mess around and get that triple-double. All right, I am out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Fade 5 Podcast. Do us a favor and drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Lundy always giving it to you there. At Nate Lundy, I'm doing the same. At Noisy Huevos, go to thegamingjuice.com. You jackals, it's absolutely free to sign up. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Don't screw up tonight, Bears.